Father, we're here in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. I pray, Father, that someone's heart will be touched today by the message that they're going to hear. Lord, give Dwayne the words that he needs to say. Speak through him in a mighty way. Lord, we know that his grandpa's looking down and just saying, win him over, win him over. Tell him about Jesus. He's real. And Lord, we just thank you for Pastor May and the gifts that he gave on this earth, Lord. Father, we thank you for the food and the clothes that we're about to receive as well. All this comes from you. Like I always say, we just deliver what you provide. And we thank you for everything that we receive here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just remain standing and look towards the flag. Place your right hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, and you may be seated.
Isaac, Mark, Luke and Timothy. Oh, but I said, Timothy, I want to see Jesus. Sisters, we're really going to be there. And one of these days we're going to fall down on our knees and we ain't going to have a word to say. We're just going to stand in awe of the glory of Jesus Christ, our Father. And are we going to have words to say? Or are we going to just be able to stand there in awe and at the one who gave his very life for us? This morning I have just a couple of scriptures I want to read to you. I almost feel inadequate. I come in this morning and people start talking about Grandpa May and how wonderful of a man he was, and boy, they couldn't be any more right. I was talking to Steve and I said, I put him right up there with a Reverend Billy Graham. I believe he's got a special place right there in heaven. He's sitting maybe on the left hand of God. But let's go to Scripture this morning. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 22, says, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." And then we move over to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." This morning, Ephesians 5:8 talks about darkness and light, but really I don't want to focus just on darkness and light, although that's really important, and it's important that now if you have actually humbled yourself before the Creator of the world, the one who created you, the one who went to the cross and bore everything for you, the one who took the nails and hung himself on the cross, as long as you came and humbled yourself before him and said, Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner in need of salvation, and you have come and given your life to him, and as long as you're saved, you are no longer darkness, you are now light. As long as you've done that, you are light, you are no longer darkness, and that's very important, but that's not what I want to talk about today. What I want to talk about is what that represents. What the darkness and light actually represents is change. What I want to talk about is that the cross should make a difference in our life. When you go to the cross, when you come to the cross, before you ever get to the cross, you're a creature that has done many horrible things in your life. If you're anything like me, you've done things that's really unspeakable and you don't even want people to know. And there's things that are very shameful in your life, and you wouldn't want it, your life to be put on a billboard, and you wouldn't want it to be shown for people to see. And there's things that are put there that you want to be hidden in a closet. But then you get to the cross, and Jesus tells us that all things are made new. You are now a new creature in Christ, and there should be a change that's made in your life. You shouldn't act the same anymore. You shouldn't act like the same person you were before the cross. You shouldn't talk the same as you did before you encountered the cross. You shouldn't walk the same way as you did before you encountered the cross. You shouldn't go to the same place as you did before you encountered the Christ who hung on that cross for you. You shouldn't do the same things and act the same way and talk to the same people and talk in the same manner. There's certain things that should change when you come to the cross of Jesus Christ. And can I stop there for just a second? Because there's something here that I got to say, and it's really just being put on my heart because it's really important that I tell you this. Do you know that the cross, the nails that was in Jesus' hands on the cross didn't hold him there? Do you know that the Roman soldiers didn't put him there? It was his love for you and me that held him on that cross. Do you know that Jesus Christ could have called a league of 10,000 angels to come and destroy the whole world? Do you know that there's a scripture in the Bible that says that God gave Jesus the authority to lay down his life, and he gave him the authority to take it back again? And what that says is that in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus Christ knelt down and he said, God, if there's any other way, if there's a way that this cup could pass from me, when he said, well, please, Lord, let it, he could have said, God, I can't take this anymore. Let somebody else do it. He had that authority. He didn't have to go to the cross for us. But he did because he loves us. Do you know that he could no more condemn the Roman soldiers for what they did any more than he could condemn you and I because they didn't do anything? He did it. It was put in the plans long before the Roman soldiers was ever even created. It was put in the plans before the world was ever created that Jesus Christ was going to go to the cross. Because he loved us that much. There's a song several years old that I've heard several years ago called Thanks to Calvary. It says, thanks to Calvary, I don't do the things I used to do. Thanks to Calvary, I don't go to the places I used to go. Thanks to Calvary, I don't live in that place anymore. Because we don't no longer do the things we used to do. We no longer live for us anymore. We live for Jesus. We no longer live to please us anymore. We live to please Jesus. We no longer live to please the sin nature in us anymore, but we now live to please the King. Amen? And if we're not living to please the King, it's time to reevaluate our lives. It's time to reevaluate where we are at in our relationship with Jesus. If today you're walking down the road and you're still walking in the same place you walked before you asked Jesus Christ into your heart, it's time to ask yourself, why am I still walking here? If today you're still walking with the same crowd you walked with before you were saved and they're not saved, it's time to ask yourself why you're still walking with them. If today you see no change in your life, now then before you were saved, it's time to ask yourself why. See, the cross will make a difference. You cannot come face to face with the Creator of the universe and remain the same. It's impossible. You're either going to be bitter or you're going to be better. It's your choice. Either you're going to be bitter because you decided not to follow Jesus when you become face to face to Him, or you're going to be better because you made the right decision and you decided to walk with Him. You're going to be bitter because you decided to not to follow Him and now you have no relationship with Him, and hell is only hell because we're separated from God and you think hell is bad. You think your life here on earth is bad. Wait till you get to hell and there's no God whatsoever because you're separated for all eternity. The only reason life here on earth isn't bad is because we still have the Holy Spirit drawing you. So accept Him while you still can. Today we need to evaluate our lives and find out if there's no change, why. Today we need to start thinking to ourselves, if there's no change, what do I need to do to bring about that change? Today, if you're still stuck in the same rut, you need to start finding out who you need to get around in your life that's going to help you push yourself out of that rut. Today, if you're still stuck behind the same obstacle, find out who it is that can show you how to get around it, or how to get over it, or how to get under it, or how to get through it. But don't stay stuck behind the same mountain forever. Jesus don't want you stuck behind that same mountain. He wants you to get over it. He wants you to get through it. He wants you to get around it. But He don't want you to... You're no good to Him hidden. You're no good to Him behind a rock somewhere. You're no good to Him hidden underneath that rock somewhere. He needs you out there. He needs your eyes. He needs your ears. He needs your mouth. He needs your legs. We live in a city that is full of lost and dying people. And as Christians, as those who have come face to face with Jesus Christ, it is our job to minister to them and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and ensure that everyone that we possibly can knows that Jesus Christ died for them. That's why we come here. That's why we preach the Word. That's why we sing. That's why we read the Word. That's why we get on our knees on a daily basis and pray and ask God to speak to people's heart and send people out who will be willing to share the gospel with those who may not hear it otherwise. So today, all I'm asking you to do is take a look at your life. And if you have not seen a change in your life since you've knelt at an altar of prayer and asked Jesus into your heart, reevaluate. If you've never knelt at an altar of prayer and asked Jesus into your heart, I'm asking you today to do that. I'm asking you today to think of where you want to be when this life is over. Because it could happen any day. There's thousands upon thousands of promises in the Bible, and none of them is your next breath. We could walk out of this door, and 5 minutes later, you could be called home. Nobody knows but Jesus when it's going to happen. So we need to be ready before we ever leave this building. I'm going to sing one more song. And as I sing this song, I ask you to just be thinking and just be pondering and just be asking yourself, where do you want to spend eternity? I see a sign every day as I go home from work that says eternity is a long time to be thinking about what we should have done. Do you believe it? You think 50, 60, 70 years is a long time? Just think about eternity. There is no time in eternity. There's no clock to watch. There's no day and night to worry about. There's no sleep to catch up on. There's nothing to get tired from. There's nothing. It's eternity. It's forever. It never ends. Wouldn't you rather spend that with Jesus than without God? Think about it. Was a life filled with endless desperation, without hope walked the shell of a man. Then a hand with a nail stretched downward, just one touch, then a new life began. And the old rugged cross made the difference. And life bound for heartache and defeat, I will praise Him forever and ever. For the cross made the difference for me. Feet ran in terror to hide. Oh, but now those walls filled with love, warmth, and laughter. Since the giver of life moved inside, now there's a room filled with sad, ashen faces. Without hope, death has wrapped them in gloom. Oh, but at the sight of a saint, there's rejoicing. Oh, life can't be sealed in a tomb. No. Rugged cross made the difference. In a life bound for heartache and defeat, I will praise Him forever. ever and ever. For the cross made the difference for me. Yes, the cross made the difference for me. Father in heaven, as we come to the place in the message where we have to come up with some kind of response, oh God, I pray that our response is for you. I pray that our response is one that says we want to live our life in eternity with you. That we don't want to be separated from the Father. That we don't want to be separated from God. That we don't want to live our lives in eternity without you. That we don't want to live without our loved ones that have gone on before us who accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. God, I pray that if there be anyone in here today that don't know you personally, that Father, they'll come to know you, that they'll choose today as the day to come to know you, to choose today to say, that's it, I've had enough, I'm tired of fighting against the current, I'm tired of going against the tide, I'm tired of always trying to fight and always coming out on the losing end. I'm tired of always being not enough. I'm tired of always trying to fight Satan and always losing because when I don't have Jesus, He's too big for me. Oh God, help them to know that today you're enough for anything they're going through. God, I know that my words are just words and you know, preaching you just insignificant. But your Holy Spirit is always enough. Your Holy Spirit doesn't need any help from anybody. It's sufficient. Your Word is sufficient. All we would have had to do today is come in and read your Scripture and leave, and it would have pierced the heart of somebody who needed it today. And I pray that something was said, a word was said, a song was sang, or still going to be sang. A handshake was given, a hug was given, a smile was given that will speak to somebody's heart today, that will change their life in a way that we'll never even know that we get on the other side of glory. Help my brothers and sisters that come here every week after week and do this. Bless them and strengthen them and give them the wisdom and everything they need to continue on this ministry and help it to grow and not only here in Akron but abroad. Make this one of the biggest ministries that the world has ever seen. To reach the people that need it the most. I pray for everyone in this room today that God, your special touch will be on them and that they'll leave this room today changed. That it'll be impossible for them to be the same as they were this morning. And it's in your precious and most holy name I pray. Amen. Amen.